One of the ways I'm preparing this Advent for Christmas is through expressing gratitude. Gratitude becomes much more real only when it's shared, when it's expressed. Like, my heart could be filled to the brim with gratitude to God. But until it's expressed to God, until it's related to God, this gratitude, and shared with Him, it's only in doing that that it becomes, in a very real way, much more real. And that's not just a sentimental thing. It's deeply theological. Right? We're created in God's image. God is continually communicating Himself, pouring Himself out, Father to the Son, and all of that. And so, expressing gratitude. And when I want to express my gratitude for you and to you, to this parish, I am very deeply grateful to be your pastor. It fills my heart with gratitude to be able to serve you, to bring Jesus to you, and to bring you to Jesus. My heart is filled with gratitude, and I want to express that to you. You know, a pastor, a priest, within a parish is made up of lots of individuals and families, but together it does make a family. And the priest has this incredibly privileged spot of being able to see firsthand the incredibly powerful ways that God is working in your lives, both in times of great joy, but also in immense sorrows as well. And to see that and to hold it up for you, God is doing powerful things in your lives and in this parish. And to be able to see that and to be a part of that and to be your pastor is something I'm very deeply grateful for. And so to know that. One of the ways, and it was an intense way, when I was a little kid, this time of year that I would prepare for Christmas, involved sitting down with the Sears catalog. Those of you of a certain age, you'll know exactly what that means. Others, you have no clue what that means. But trust me, you were missing out. This was much better than being able to go on the internet and find a list. You'd sit down, we'd get just after Thanksgiving the Sears catalog, and you know what it was, right? I would go to the sections, and I would go through every single thing, and I would carefully consider what's going to be on my Christmas list, because you could have the primary one, and then you could have a couple backups. Depending on the year, you never knew which one you were going to get, but it was very important that you put that together and the order of it. And so I would prepare by making my Christmas list, and then you'd give your Christmas list to Mom, and she would mail it to Santa. And once that step was done, the excitement and the longing for Christmas to arrive would grow more and more and more through that little step of preparation, making my Christmas list. Now, you know, you hear that and it sounds nostalgic, a little sentimental and kind of sweet. But if at my age now, my mom would still call me every Advent and be like, "Do you have your Christmas list ready for Santa?" It'd be a little odd. I'd be like, "Ha ha, yeah, Ma, working on it." Roll my eyes as if I had nothing more important to do. Or if, like, she would call and remind me a couple times during Advent or every single Advent, "Do you got your list ready for Santa?" It becomes just kind of odd and a little annoying. She doesn't do that, by the way. But yeah, it would be, take this sweet thing that's filled with, it would make it weird. When we hear again and again this time of year in the readings, John the Baptist, and then the church echoing John the Baptist's words, telling us to prepare. Prepare the way for the Lord. Prepare the way for the Lord. Repent. Acknowledge your sins. Enter into the desert, a deeper time of prayer and silence. There can be sometimes in our hearts this response, like I would theoretically have to my mom if she kept on again and again calling me. I'd be like, yeah, sure. I'll get right on it. As if I don't have more important things to do. But the church repeats and echoes again and again the words of John the Baptist. Prepare. Prepare the way for the Lord. During this time of Advent, prepare. Because the Lord is coming. And he's coming and he desires to receive, for us to receive something when he arrives. That it's this time in which the valleys are meant to be filled. This great chasm, and not just a little valley, but a huge chasm between us and the Lord is filled. And the mountains are lowered. The mountains of our pride are lowered. So that we can prepare a way, a smooth way for the Lord to come and for us to receive from him. And then we hear in Isaiah that then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all people shall see it together. This season of Advent, the church gives us this time in which it's asking us to together prepare. So that when we arrive at Christmas, the joy of Christmas will become something that is very real in our lives. That the joy of Christmas, and when we hear that, it's not just some nostalgic thing that we're hearing. It's not just some sentimental or cute thing. Oh, the joy of Christmas. But instead, in preparing for it, in preparing together, it becomes real in our lives. It's like, just to emphasize this point of what it means to do this together, to enter into Advent together, and the joy that's revealed in it. It's like if you go to a certain spot, just on your own, and while you're there, you see the most incredible sunset you've ever seen in your whole life. The whole sky is just lit up in colors. The whole sky is painted, and it's as if the colors are dancing. You've never seen a sunset like this in your life. The beauty of it that you're beholding is real, and it's there. But in almost every one of our hearts, what are you wanting as well in that moment? What could even make that moment better and more real? You're wanting to share it with others. If another was there to see it with you. Because, you know, we're like beholding this glorious, beautiful thing. And we have that instinct. And so we pull out our phones because we want to capture it, right? Even though you know your picture isn't going to be close to the reality of it. But you want to try and show someone, look at how beautiful this is. But if someone's sitting there, the closest people to you are sitting there and they're beholding it, you don't need to describe it to them. You don't need to show a picture to them because they're experiencing it with you. And the joy of that is now something you're able to just fully receive. And this is the incredible thing about the season of Advent. The church speaks to us and tells us to prepare together for it. So we're able to share in the joy of Christmas and just purely receive what it is that God wants to give to us in receiving his Son, in preparing for his coming. This is the immense joy, and it's something that's real and becomes more real when we prepare and when we prepare together. I want to share a grace with you because, like all these things of God, and all these things of creation, Things are more real when they're shared. So I want to share a grace with you. A couple months ago, just in prayer, the Lord, and this was back in like September, the Lord is like, more confession times Advent. And my prayer life is kind of funny because this is how God and I work, is he knows he has to be very repetitive with me. And so he just keeps repeating again and again. He's like, Advent, more confession times. And so like the church has to repeat to us, prepare, prepare, prepare. God has to keep repeating that to me until I'm like, okay, I get it. I got it. And so Advent, during the Fridays of Advent, I was like, okay, 3 to 6 p.m. we'll have a time of adoration because you and your generosity came on a Friday evening to adore, and we'll have 3 hours of confessions. And I'm thinking to myself, what's the worst case scenario? There'll be some people who come. Worst case scenario, I get like 3 hours at the end of the week to just read and to pray and to have silence. Not a bad deal. So we had the first Friday of Advent just 2 days ago, and it was beautiful. There were maybe 4 minutes in the entire 3 hours where there wasn't someone going to confession. Powerful confessions. Centuries of sins being absolved. Prepare the way for the Lord. Think of a parish in which together we're preparing in that way, clearing out all the things that keep us from receiving the Lord, and the joy of Christmas that a family and a parish experiences in receiving the Lord. The church gives us during Advent very practical things and ways to prepare. Repent. Acknowledge your sins. Go to confession. Prepare well for that sacrament. This week, the tables at the entrance of the church, I'm going to put dozens and dozens of these out. They're two different forms that help us, even if you go to confession often, to prepare in a really deep way, in a way in which God's able to clear even the deepest areas within us, so that we're able to receive and behold his glory. To prepare in this time in prayer, especially in Advent, it's in the silence, just sitting with the Lord in silence, waiting for the Lord, waiting for him. The Lord works in silence when we give him that space. And as a person does this, and as we do this, the beautiful way in which a young child's heart, after they've made their Christmas list, and after they've given it to mom and she sent it to Santa, the excitement and the longing for Christmas just grows and grows and grows. As we prepare for Christmas this Advent, the excitement and the longing for Jesus at Christmas is meant to grow and grow in our own hearts. The Lord desires Christmas to become real to us during this time of preparation, because then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together and rejoice.